WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy directed all employees in his department to respond to Elon Musk's directed email that requires all employees in the government to list five accomplishments or face termination. Other federal agencies are telling their workers not to respond. That contributes to confusion, says ABC's Karen Travers in Washington.
It's also important to note that when the administration has gone to court, they have actually said, White House lawyers have said in court, that Elon Musk has no formal or actual authority to make government decisions. They have said that he is operating in an advisory capacity, which would certainly indicate he doesn't have the ability then to just say over a tweet, a message on X, that people can get fired.
Ukrainian President Zelensky says his government hopes to sign a deal in Washington. Negotiators working with the U.S. to get U.S. access to Ukrainian mineral rights. Grammy winner Roberta Flack has died at 88. This is ABC News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. The Madison Fire Department is the first in the nation to place a new electric fire truck into service. The pumper truck is made by Oshkosh Corporation, subsidiary Pierce Manufacturing, and is capable of handling 2,000 gallons of water per minute. The truck has a backup gas engine to support it during long fire calls. The unit will be based on Madison's east side near Easttown Mall. Nine companies were named as Wisconsin Manufacturers of the Year at the 36th Annual Modi Awards Program. The winners were announced at a black tie banquet honoring all 21 finalists. Baker Tilly, Michael Best and Frederick LLP, and Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce sponsor the program each year to highlight the state's largest industry, which employs 18.4% of Wisconsin's workforce, the largest ratio in the country. Modi Awards are earned by the state's top manufacturers who demonstrated dedication to quality careers, good business practices, financial growth, innovative processes, and reinvestment into local communities. Companies were evaluated on key benchmarks, including financial growth, technological advances, product development, environmental solutions and sustainability, operational excellence and continuous improvement, commitment to employees, and effective research and development. Four grand awards were distributed in four size categories for performance. Additionally, five special awards were given to companies who demonstrated a unique quality worthy of recognition. Among the special award recipients was VARC Incorporated of Viroqua with the Empowerment Through Inclusion Award. The sturgeon harvest is still low this year with just a few days left in the spearing season. The Department of Natural Resources reports that just 27 fish were harvested Thursday. For WRCE News, I'm Joanne Krulatz.
The Badgers hope to bounce back. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Wisconsin Badgers had a five-game winning streak snapped when they lost to Oregon 77-73 in overtime over the weekend. Next, they host the Washington Huskies, 7 o'clock tomorrow night. How do they regroup? Head coach Greg Gard.
Well, you got to turn the page. I mean, we would come back, prep for Washington, rebound and bounce back. And fortunately, this isn't like football where you have to sit 7 days, wait for your next game. We're going to play again on Tuesday night, improve the areas that we need to improve.
NBA, the Bucks won at home 120-113 over the Miami Heat. They head to Houston to play the Rockets tomorrow night. Baseball, Brewers losing 6-1 to the Rockies in Cactus League action. Pat Murphy on what he wants to see this spring training.
I love seeing young players hungry and want to play in the big leagues and never have. I told two or three of them that, hey, have you ever played in the big leagues? They said, no. I said, well, you're going to play in the big leagues this year. So call your mom and dad and let them know you're going to play in the big leagues this year.
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
A blast of spring today. Under mostly sunny skies, high temperatures soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, with a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It will become cloudy tonight, with lows falling below freezing. And another mild day tomorrow, with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlau.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
The Todd Alba Show.
Elon Musk putting in so much money that it drowns out other people's voices to decide who our next Supreme Court justice is. Whether or not you're going to vote Republican or Democrat or Schimmel or Crawford, your voice is getting drowned out by Elon Musk, a guy who has no business in Wisconsin. And you don't think that Brad Schimmel is going to be in Elon Musk's pocket? It's going to affect us in Wisconsin.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Reviewing the week's legal news with a friend of the court.
Well, I'm looking forward to Saturday morning. I haven't missed one. Outstanding. Just like being in school.
It has been a week in the areas of law and government and the aspiration for justice in America. As always, I am delighted. I am honored that you have chosen to spend some of your weekend time with me in discussion.
Amicus, a law review with Jim Santel. Saturday mornings from 9 to 11. Maggie Dawn.
Monday, we kick off at 2 p.m. with a discussion of Maggie's metrics. What makes local officials and elected judges good, bad, or just downright ugly? We discuss next.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekday afternoons from 2 till 4. This is News from the Center, WRCE.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, and Calvin Butenoff coming to you live from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. Join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. You can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and the platform that Jabba the Musk continues to actively ruin. Coming up this hour, we're going to start off and talk about banks. First of all, in just a little bit, I think this is important. I'm worried.
I'm worried.
Are Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin missing out on the sycophant Olympics? They can't wait. All the good stuff's going to be gone.
All that sweet prime pork.
Exactly. So we'll address that in just a little bit. The last half hour of the show, as we always do, we try to lighten things up just to take a little break for a minute. The issue of our time, Greg Bach, is still on the table. Daylight saving time.
This is a battle that's never going to be.
People have very strong opinions about this, and daylight saving time kicking in on March 9th, Sunday, March 9th. So we want to hear from you, yes or no. Daylight saving time, should it stay or should it go?
And how mad does it make you?
We'll wrap it up as we always do with this shouldn't be a thing. Today it's from Calvin, the Cheetos Art Edition. If you ever have a thing you think should not be, if you have a guest you think we should have, if you think there's a topic in your community, no matter where you are across the state of Wisconsin, let us know about it at Jane Says, J-A-N-E-S-A-Y-S, Jane Says at civicmedia.us. As promised, though, we're going to talk about banks. I don't exactly understand why they want to do this, okay, except to make more money.
There it is.
It was my understanding that banks are doing pretty good. Are our banks in trouble? Are they having money problems? Is Jamie Dimon not be able to afford another yacht?
See, Jane, I don't know if you know this, but they were part of a huge thing called the economic collapse of 2008.
I do remember something about that vaguely.
And then don't worry. George W. Bush came in and he gave him a bunch of money. So he made sure they didn't go out of business, because that's what the first rule of capitalism is. Is that if you're in trouble, ask the government for help. That's the first rule of capitalism.
Bail me out,
please, using the what? Taxpayers' money.
Politico is reporting that congressional Republicans want legislative action now to undo the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau's overdraft rule. This protects consumers against excessive and deceptive, they'd never do that, overdraft fees that can cost Americans billions of dollars every year. Overdraft fees affect a huge portion of American families. 17% of households with checking accounts paid overdraft fees in 2023. Doing this would open the door for $35 overdraft fees, and that would cost American households about $225 a year.
If you're voting for, this is cruel. This is mean. These banks don't need that extra money. This is greedy. This is disgusting. How can you be on board and say, yeah, I'm going to vote for that. I'm going to vote yes for that. Besides the whole lobbying in my pocket type of thing. Like, I mean, I just imagine these people are cruel now. They're cruel.
Well, I'm trying to come up with the argument on their side. We can't let these terrible moochers who are bouncing checks to not be punished to some extent.
Yeah.
And I don't think anyone is saying get rid of all overdraft fees and don't hold these people accountable. It's controlling the amount of the overdraft fee, because isn't it fair to assume if I have to bounce a check, that means I am lacking the money to cover that check?
Yep, exactly.
And tacking on these extra overdraft fees is going to leave me even further in the hole.
Yes, absolutely.
Right.
But that's the thing, is the banks don't have to care, because that negative balance in your account will sit there until you eventually put more money in there. And they don't care where you get that money, whether you have to go to a quick loan place,
payday lender,
take on a second job, ask for help. They don't care, as long as that little red account comes back into the black and then they get to take your money away from you. I mean, it's just so simple and so easy for them. And if, in my world, I wouldn't charge. If I don't know when the last time you bounced a check was. The last time I bounced a check, I was in maybe my late teens, early 20s. You do that once, give them a warning. It's not something I'm proud of doing. It's not something I want to do, but let me know that this is what's happened. This is what has happened, and this is what will happen the next time. But we shouldn't be dinging people for these moments of, I don't know, like, I don't know how to explain it, but it just seems cruel and mean and unjust to do this. And the banks can do it because they can, even though they're sitting on billions of dollars to begin with, because they're making great amounts of money. I don't know, but I've never heard Chase Bank is really, you know.
Are they hurting?
Are they hurting? Do they need that extra $25 from me?
The executive director of Accountable.us, Tony Clark, says undoing the overdraft fee rule is a gift to big banks and a gut punch to the wallets of millions of Americans across the country. Deceitful and excessive overdraft fees cost Americans billions of dollars a year. The Trump administration and Republicans in Congress don't seem to care anymore about lowering costs for Americans now that they're in charge. This is just the latest broken promise from the GMP, who have used their time and power to already cater to special interests over hardworking Americans. Again, this is from Politico. Just a reminder, day one, Donald Trump rescinded the Biden executive order designed to lower prescription costs. I don't think a lot of Americans were clamoring for that.
No.
It seems like Big Pharma would be kind of clamoring for that.
And there's never an explanation. Tell me. I'm going to get a T-shirt for Matt and Aaron Ayer that says, show your work. And it says, Greg, because that's becoming my language right now. You want to get rid of those things? You want to enforce higher overdraft fees? You want to get rid of capping medicine prices? Okay, tell me how that benefits the American people. How does that benefit your grandma?
How does that help?
Who might have 1, 2, 3, 4, or 5 medications she's on. How does that benefit her? Tell me, and maybe we won't look at you as absolute money monsters. I use other words, but I'm FCC compliant.
That's right. 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are talking about the Trump administration doing away with or actually opening the doorway for big banks to charge higher overdraft fees. Yeah. Gene from Eau Claire is on the line. Good morning, Gene. Thanks so much for joining us.
Good morning, guys. Great show as always. This is just a banner, the fleecing of America through the private schools, that everybody's going to pay for both schools. It's nuts. It's nuts, and people need to wake up. Oh, and by the way, if your representative don't come to your town hall, have your own gall darn town halls and talk about what you want to do about the fleecing of America and what they're doing to our communities and in our homes and our kids, because this is serious stuff, folks, and I'm glad for the people that are out there fighting. And call your representative, because they don't know what you're thinking unless you tell them. So thank you, guys, and keep up the great work.
Thank you. Bye. Thank you so much, Jean. Really appreciate it. 855-752-4842. Yeah, if they're not going to come to us, I guess we're going to have to go to them.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, don't you feel like gall darn is like the closest that Gene gets to cussing?
It's because Gene's a very nice person.
I am not going to bring up the entire thing, but I just want to point out something that's very funny to me about what we're talking about right now versus a comment on in the text we got earlier, referring to liberals as money grubbers. I'm not going to use the actual term because I found it gross, but referring to liberals wanting all the money all the time, expecting it, taking it. Listen to what we're just talking about right now, and you explain to me how liberals are the ones who are the problem here. The banks, with their own lobbying firms and special interests who write the laws along with Big Pharma, going to our legislators, by the way, Republican, Democrat, and Independent alike,
yep,
going to their offices saying, you want to get reelected? Here's something you need to vote on. Tell me how this is just a liberal versus a conservative thing. In my opinion, this... these banks are the ones who are the money grubbers who need. I mean, someone on the text line said that Wells Fargo already charges $35 for an overdraft fee. Are they going to kick up to 60?
Who knows?
Because they need all of the money. When is it going to be where these policies that are being enacted by our lawmakers through special interests are going to affect you, the Trump supporter, where you actually care eventually? Well, what is it going to take?
And I'm also curious as what is all the hatred for the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau? Look at the title, Consumer Finance Protection Bureau.
Yeah.
Which to me says this is a bureau to protect Americans mm-hmm. from being fleeced and ripped off.
Yeah.
And yet this is an organization we want to kill? Don't tell me. I'm not very bright, you know, I'll get it. Who would benefit from killing the Consumer Finance Protection Bureau?
I'm gonna go with the banks.
I would give it to any unscrupulous business.
Well, I would say any unscrupulous business and any lawmaker who might be lobbied by those groups as well. It's It stretches out, the tentacles stretch out long, and they have a lot of people in there. And it starts with things like this, where, I mean, honestly, like, it's just, you advocate for charging for more in banking fees, and lawmakers say yes to it. I just can't get over someone saying, well, yeah, of course, let's do that. It's so cruel, because those people, as you said, they're not bouncing checks on purpose. They're not check cutting.
I don't think they're bouncing checks on new Teslas. I don't think anybody's bouncing a check on a Tesla right now. But anyway,
it would probably break a Tesla if you bounced a check on it.
Different discussion. When we return, the Sycophant Olympics. You guys, don't wait. You're going to miss out. Republican lawmakers in Wisconsin, we're here to help you. Stay close. You're listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Izervay.com. That's Izervay.com.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
What celebrity would you like to hug? It's International Hug Day. I wouldn't say Josh Brolin is like my favorite actor, but he's got like a quiet macho-ness to him. Actor Glenn Morshower joins us now.
My self-esteem was jolted when you did not mention me as your hugging preference.
I didn't want to rush it. I just want to see how. Let's just dip our toes in the water here and see what kind of relationship develops, shall we?
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Earl Ingram.
Mayor Johnson, we used to have a saying called the switcheroo. Talking about one thing while behind the scenes, there's a greater issue.
This man was elected president of the United States to focus in on making everyday life more affordable. But our push to remove lead service lines, our health department, are impacted by the things that the Trump administration have targeted since they've been in office. Yeah, it's been a huge switcheroo. It's not been about saving folks money. I mean, this is going to cause more pain.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. News from the center, WRCE.
Welcome back. Tim Mattinair on air, Jane Mattinair, Greg Bach, and the Board Lord coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine. You can always join us, call or text. The number is the same, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. After the 1130 news, the debate has not gone away. Daylight savings time, should it stay or should it go? Cue the clash. We'll kick that around after the 1130 news if you have strong feelings about it. I would love to hear from you. Daylight saving time. Some people want it instituted permanently. Some don't. The debate of the age, Greg Bach. It's a hot... people talk about this.
I understand that, but I feel like this is just Greg versus Jane part two from last year. Because we had a hotly contested debate about it last time, which I think I ended up like... just peeking out at like, so my voice got so high, only dogs could hear me. So
we'll kick that around after the 1130 news. Would love to hear from you about that. Right now, though, I'm worried. I am worried. Wisconsin Republicans are missing out on a great opportunity to impress and get in good with Donald Trump during his second administration. They're missing out on opportunities, Greg. And I think they need to pay attention.
What's been happening? I mean, well, Jane, they're too busy getting booed at town hall meetings.
Representative, a Republican from New York, Representative Claudia Tenney, now wants Donald Trump's birthday to be a federal holiday. Last week, the New York Congresswoman introduced in a news release the Trump's Birthday and Flag Day Holiday Establishment Act.
Ugh.
That will permanently codify June 14th as a federal holiday called Trump's Birthday and Flag Day. No, it's not a joke. This is not a joke. This is an actual bill introduced by the New York Republican. As she says, no modern president has been more pivotal for our country than Donald J. Trump. As both our 45th and 47th president, he's the most consequential president in modern American history. He needs to have his birthday as a federal holiday to recognize him as the founder of America's golden age, Greg.
I'm so glad I didn't eat before the show today because I'd just be like, that literally, the way you read that text sounded like a bored, rich mom talking about her little boy who who got all A's in finger painting. So it's really about he should have a birthday party that likes that no one's ever seen because he's a special boy, Donald. He's a special boy.
She's not alone. A number of Republicans trying to rename Dulles Airport for Donald Trump. And again, going back to my original point, Wisconsin Republicans, you are missing out on your chance to join the Sycophant Olympics. And if you wait too long, it's going to be too late.
It's true.
It's going to be too late.
All the good holidays, all the good
all the good ideas are going to be gone.
Yeah, so we need to process some ideas. We need to help them out, Jane.
Get on it right now. Yeah. Get on it right now. Surely there's a water tower somewhere.
Oh.
They could commemorate as the Donald J. Trump Water Tower.
We could rename a species of cow after Donald Trump.
That's an idea.
Right there. I mean,
a particular cheese.
An orange cheese. And I say that with all respect, folks. I'm respecting our 45th and 47th president because, dear leader, it must be respected.
If you have ideas on what Wisconsin's Republicans can do to get into the race for the Sycophant Olympics, what should they put Donald Trump's name on in Wisconsin to show their loyalty?
I got one, Jane.
You do.
In Milwaukee.
Yeah.
We'll take that strip that's called, I think it's called like MLK Boulevard or something like that. We'll rename it Donald J. Trump Boulevard. Donald J. Trump Way. Because he's the way.
He's the way.
Because don't forget, he's done more for black people than anyone else has. And as he has said, quote, the blacks love me. So let's just rename that strip of road in Milwaukee after Donald Trump. I can see it right now. It's going to be great. Right next to the museum. He loves learn. He loves to learn.
Oh, yeah. Big proponent of learning. Dexter, listening on WAUK, how about a sewage treatment plant? We're looking. We're open to suggestions. There's no wrong answer to this.
Oh, there's no wrong answer.
There's no wrong answer to
no wrong answer whatsoever.
What should Wisconsin Republicans name after Donald Trump so they don't get left out of the Trump Sycophant Olympics?
I think we're doing, actually, this is like, of all the time I've been with Civic Media, and it's been a few years now, I feel like I've never done a greater service for this company, for the people, and I just say thank you for giving me the opportunity, Jane.
I'm happy to help. Lori from Shawano says Trump Derriere.
Oh, yes.
Sure.
There you go.
That could not. That's fine. Hey, if June 14th is even considered to be something beyond Flag Day, then my mother should be included. Her name was Gladys. So it can be Flag Day, Donald Trump, and Gladys Day.
Okay.
That seems fair.
I like that.
855-752-4842. What should Wisconsin Republicans name after Donald Trump so they don't miss out on the Sycophant Olympics? Ollie from the North Woods is on the line. Good morning, Ollie.
Well, I have a suggestion that all the farmers from Wisconsin can put on their outhouses Trump Palace because he's put our country in the crapper.
Write it down. I'm writing that one down,
we'll
Ollie.
Keep that one,
we got
Ollie.
That one. We got that one. Thank you very much, Ollie.
I appreciate that.
Appreciate you very much. I mean, really, like you said, the ideas are infinite, and there are no wrong answers.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah. Maybe how about this? Every time the Green Bay Packers play the Chicago Bears, we call them the Chicago Trumps.
Sure.
Okay.
Again, there's no wrong answer.
And some of them aren't the best either. So
they don't have to be. Isn't Dom Salvia's birthday June 14th too?
Well, congratulations, Dom Salvia and Gladys. You're going to be celebrating your birthday on Flag Day and Trump's birthday.
If you have any other suggestions, please keep them coming. We'll pass them on to Wisconsin lawmakers, Republicans. Don't miss out, you guys. The Sycophant Olympics are underway. You're going to be left in the dust. Get on it now. News is coming up next. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A real estate property scam is targeting vacation homes and vacant land. Scammers pose as property owners looking to make a quick sale of unoccupied land they don't actually own. And with more deals being done electronically, it can be easier for scammers to dupe realtors and buyers. Burnett County Register of Deeds Jeannie Taylor recommends owners sign up for property fraud alerts. If their property has been fraudulently transferred or sold through these scams, they would be notified upon somebody recording that. You can sign up for the free program at propertyfraudalert.com. Anyone who is notified with an alert should contact their County Register of Deeds office and Sheriff's Department. The Sauk County Partnership for Prevention Coalition is recruiting high school juniors and seniors to join online discussion groups about health issues that affect teens. Students who participate will receive a $30 Quick Trip gas card for their time. The coalition brings together community members who work to reduce youth substance use in Sauk County. The coalition will host one-hour online talks about underage drinking and tobacco use this spring. Students can join up to two different groups, one for each topic, and earn up to $60 in gas cards. Each Zoom session will include 8 to 10 students and take place from 6 to 7 between March 3rd and 5th, March 17th through 19th, and March 31st to April 2nd. All discussions will remain private. Students will not be asked about personal alcohol or tobacco use. To be eligible, participants must be enrolled as juniors or seniors in a Sauk County school district. Space is limited. Interested students can register at tinyurl.com/P4PFocusGroups. For questions, contact Kate Hansen at 608-477-3609. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. More odd yet not surprising news from the Kanye West camp. The New York Post reports that those close to Kanye say he is inhaling nitrous oxide, or laughing gas. Love that stuff. The Post reports that the drug was a major issue between West and recently estranged wife Bianca Censori. According to the Post, West reps are blaming his dentist, Thomas Connolly, for getting him hooked on nitrous again because it messes up his memory, adding that Connolly wants to steal millions of dollars from the rapper. How much cash does Kanye carry on him when he goes to the dentist? Yeah, I'm talking to you. One of the most famous scenes from the film Taxi Driver was Robert De Niro's character, Travis Bickle, asking that very question. De Niro recently appeared on Live with Mark and Kelly and said the whole scene was improvised. Bobby Dee was nominated for an Oscar for the role. Plans for a sequel to Taxi Driver were ultimately scrapped in 2013 because Martin Scorsese was unhappy with the script. Apparently, there were not enough ad-libs in the world to save it. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
A blast of spring today. Under mostly sunny skies, high temperatures soar to the low 50s. But it's a bit breezy, with a west wind whipping up to 30 miles per hour. It will become cloudy tonight, with lows falling below freezing. And another mild day tomorrow, with highs in the mid-40s. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
It's 46 degrees at our studios.
Ever tried balancing a dozen eggs in one hand while hopping on one foot? Or maybe juggling cats while riding the unicycle? Sounds ridiculous, right? But guess what? That's exactly what texting while driving is like. Your human brain only has the capacity to focus on one thing at a time. So when you're behind the wheel, give driving your undivided attention.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
Trevi Olson joins us.
There's a hockey game tomorrow night between Canada and the U.S. Everywhere up in Canada when they were playing the game, the U.S. was being booed. Imagine how you would feel if your neighbor were constantly saying, "I'm taking your backyard." You would find that very serious. That's what's happening around the world. We are going to have no friends, period.
That is
and
so
that
well put.
Matters.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome RogerEbert.com film critic Mariah Gates for some Oscar talk, and entrepreneur Chad Franker joins the show to talk about a new program to combat loneliness.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matinaire on Air. Jane Matinaire, Greg Bach, Dr. Slide on the board, coming to you from our studio here at Radio Park in Racine, where you can always join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. As we always do, we will wrap up the show today with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, Calvin found this one. Mm-hmm. It is the Cheetos Art Edition. Stay tuned for that. It's a good one. Also, right before we went to the news, we were talking about the Sycophant Olympics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Republican lawmakers here in Wisconsin, I think, missing out on their opportunity to suck up to Donald Trump because someone's already suggested making his birthday a national holiday along with Flag Day. And I want to thank Todd from Oshkosh, who texted in and said, if the Sycophant Olympics is going to become a thing, I feel I need to let you know there's no N until the end of the word. You're absolutely right, Todd. I was saying it incorrectly. I was wrong.
I never know how to, because
it's sycophant.
I knew that the whole time. But here's the thing is sometimes people pronounce words differently. You know what I mean? Like they just pronounce words differently. So I just thought to myself, oh, that's how you pronounce it.
No, I was wrong.
Some people say espresso. Well,
that's true. But Todd also says, hey, I'm the guy who would tell a stranger if they have a booger hanging out of their nose. Nobody wants to be embarrassed. I appreciate that.
I do that. Same thing with the
That is a public service, Todd.
Open fly. If you ever open fly, I bring you over like, your fly is open. And then I let you move along.
Exactly. Yep. So I appreciate the correction. Thank you very much. I'm really curious to hear how you feel about this. This is the issue of the ages because it just won't go away and we just can't make up our minds apparently about what to do about this. Anthony Robledo in today's Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Daylight Saving 2025. When do we spring forward? It is March 9th.
Okay.
So on March 8th, which is a Saturday, before you go to bed, you turn your clock ahead 1 hour. We lose an hour of sleep. So it can be lighter later. Now, there are some who want that year-round, that we should have daylight saving time year-round and not switch back to standard time.
Which we're on right now.
We are on standard time right now.
Okay.
Yes. And there are others who say we should just stay on standard time. Mm-hmm. Daylight savings time, saving time is dumb. So where do you come down on this? 855-752-4842. Daylight saving time. Yes, no. Do you not care? What do you think about it? People have very strong opinions about this. Len from Madison texting in. Daylight saving time is a capitalistic thing that makes workers start an hour earlier in the day so they have an hour more of daylight in the evening to spend their wages.
Don't know if that's
it's true. But good heavens, look at all the bars who want daylight saving time permanently.
Well, it's true by the fact that it's what's happening. It's not the reason why we have daylight savings time. It's just a matter that we have daylight savings time because of World War I, not farmers, but because of World War I. And because we have that extra time, they can indeed spend more of their money. I've never heard anyone dive into it's a capitalistic plot.
But that makes sense to me.
Of course it does. But
restaurants and bars and sports, they sport things, sport ball things, they want people out later to spend money.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, if bars wanted, they could just talk to the Tavern League and have them stay open until 3 in the morning instead of 2 in the morning.
Brian from Milwaukee texting in, I think we should keep it in place. My sleep pattern is already messed up. What do you think? Daylight saving time.
Oh.
Keep it, toss it, leave it, whatever.
Excuse me. Robin Green Bay. I think we should spring forward and then just leave it at daylight savings time year round. Folks, that's what I would like. Now, I will say this. If they came up with a piece of legislation, which, by the way, there was a piece of legislation in the Senate, I think 2 years ago.
I think you're right.
To get rid of it altogether.
Yes.
And it never went through the House. It just died in the House. If they voted to get rid of it, either way, I would be down with that. So if we voted to keep it standard time forever, fine, whatever. If we voted to keep it at daylight savings time forever, I'd be happy about that just because I enjoy summer sunsets a little bit later in the evening. It's totally selfish. There's no rhyme or reason, science behind it. I don't like 4:30 darkness.
But that's only in December.
I understand that, but I don't like it to begin with anyways. And this, if we're taking on this topic,
yes.
I get to, in my world, in Greg world, I get to have what I want. And
fair enough.
I know where you stand.
I think we should get rid of daylight saving time.
Yes.
And just keep standard time all the time.
Yeah.
Because if you will notice right now during standard time, it's already getting lighter later. It's getting lighter later naturally.
I don't need the tone on the information, my friend. I understand it gets lighter later. And tonight, I believe the sunset's probably going to be somewhere around 6 o'clock. I absolutely love that.
Isn't that great?
I want to look that up because my little app says all the things. Of course, the sunset goes down at 5:35. That's sunset, which means you get probably another half an hour of light, dusk. I like it.
It's even lighter in the morning, though.
Which I like as well. Because for me, driving here in the absolute darkness is tiresome.
855-752-4842. And it's daylight saving, not savings. It's daylight saving time.
Well, think of all the light lights you save.
But it's saving, not savings.
Did I get?
No, not yet.
Correct.
That's why I'm telling you. Lori from Shawano says, "I wish we wouldn't change time at all. I don't care what we stay on, as long as it stays the same year round." And there are a lot of people, Lori, who I think agree with you.
And if I don't get my way of having daylight saving time, the permanent, fine. Let's just stop doing it altogether. I love Tom and Jackson. I agree with Greg. Let people enjoy more light.
Todd from De Pere listening on WGBW. Are people not allowed to spend money after dark?
Sorry, folks. Store is closed. The sun's down.
It's dark. You can't spend any more money. That's funny.
Well, in downtown Racine, maybe. I don't know. They close at 5.
WAUK, we need and want daylight saving time to be permanent. Len from Madison, daylight saving time is another numbers racket with the clock and the sun. Well, and as a woman that I used to work with always described it, you have a blanket. You're cutting off the bottom third of the blanket, and then you're sewing it on to the top of the blanket. I mean, the hours in the day do not change.
No, of course they don't change.
This is a false manipulation.
But first of all, I'm very interested now in, because Len, daylight saving time is just a numbers racket with the clock and the sun. That's a whole other way of looking at it. Like, it's like, hey, man, daylight savings, just a scam. It's another way the man get in your pocket, baby.
855-752-4842. John in Huberta says, I mean, Arizona does not have daylight saving time. I think it benefits them because of the heat.
Some places do not observe it, and that's very weird.
Isn't it Indiana and Arizona?
I feel like Indiana adopted it in the past few years.
To take it on.
So, like, if Arizona doesn't, it makes it arbitrary. But first of all, time's a construct. Let's just get on that.
Anyway, yes.
We all learned that in 2020. Time is a construct. But if Arizona doesn't have to do it at all, then why should any of us do it to begin with? Regardless of the saving time or standard time. If one doesn't do it, then why do any of us do it?
That's a really good point. If every state, can you imagine if every state had a different way they're following the clock?
Could you imagine if it was an hour difference or a half an hour difference between here and Illinois and you were always late for work?
What if we were surrounded like we are right now? Surrounded by states who have medical marijuana and we're the only ones who don't, and we're the only ones who have daylight saving time and the rest of them don't.
We wouldn't be able to at least giggle at it.
Should we keep daylight saving time? Should it be permanent? Should we not do the switch back and forth? Is it good just the way it is? Scott from Madison listening on WMDX. If you keep standard time, does Santa come at 4:30 in the morning? Santa's going to come when Santa's going
to
come.
Yeah, we don't tell Santa when to make his deliveries.
I would never mess with the big guy and his timeline.
If he wants to show up at 2:30 in the afternoon, I'm happy to get a knock on the door. Thank you very much.
But I have, and I don't have it at my fingertips, but this was tried. Permanent daylight saving time was tried.
In America?
In America, I believe, in the late 60s, early 70s. And people didn't like it. They were not all about keeping permanent daylight saving time, because then it was even darker in the morning.
So here we go. First of all, if daylight saving time is made permanent, that just makes it standard time. But it was tried in the 70s. In 1973, Congress passed the Emergency Daylight Savings Time Energy Conservation Act. Wow, that's a lot of words. Nope, doesn't even make a cool acronym. To make daylight savings time permanent for 2 years. So what we're going to be springing forward was that was permanent for 2 years. The law was intended to help U.S. save energy during the oil crisis, which it
didn't. And that's
maybe
not
Mr.
why
Global
it was...
can answer that question.
That would be interesting.
The law went into effect in 1974. They ended the experiment. Oh, it lasted 10 months.
Yeah, not even a full year. People didn't like it.
The law was super unpopular with the public, especially because of late sunrises in the winter. The public's dislike of the law led to Congress to reverse course. Oh, that's the other thing, too, is we could do one way, do the other way. Try it. Apparently, we can go back because time is nothingness.
855-752-4842.
What are we doing here?
I know, the big issue of the day. The last half hour of the show, we do like to try and lighten things
up. Oh, absolutely. This is fun.
So Todd will be back after the new news. I'm seeing some snarky things on the text line. This is the most important. No, we know it's not the most important thing to talk about. But again, for the last half hour of the show, we like to be a little audio sorbet-like.
Yeah.
Texter on WAUK, I agree with Lori and Jane. No change. We should keep standard time. Ronnie from Horicon listening on WAUK, there's always an increase in heart attacks the Monday after each time change.
Oh, God, now I'm nervous. I mean, it seems like I don't see anyone, maybe I missed it, but Len says daylight saving time enforces societal flexibility, which it often lacks. Okay, Len is coming with some real deep concepts here. I'm going to just, Len, you're way smarter than me. I don't see a lot of people saying, let's stay where we're at, though. It's
that we should keep the switch.
One or the other, but get rid of it, like to get rid of the switch.
And that was when we still had a dog.
Yeah.
That's the thing that drove me the craziest.
Yeah.
Was feeding time. Dog doesn't know that
yeah,
it's an hour
that's
later.
True. It's true.
So we would have a stare down for an hour. It's like Barkley. It's not time yet. Well, of course, according to him, it is.
Yeah. That cute little paw didn't have a watch.
He did not have a watch. Gail from Eau Claire, real quickly, Gail, we're just about out of time. What did you want to say about this critically important issue?
Donuts used to be a radio announcer here in Eau Claire, and he used to say, let's split the difference and make it a half hour.
There you go.
I love that idea.
Yeah. Meet in the middle.
Meet in the middle. That works for me.
I love it.
That's great, Gail. Thank you so much. Thank you, everyone, for checking in on the issue of our time.
It really is one of the most important issues ever, Jane.
But people have a lot of opinions about it.
They really do. And also for those who want us to cover the hard-hitting stuff, don't worry. We'll get back there tomorrow. We always do.
We start out with you. Newsier things in the first hour, and then we try to lighten it up.
Welcome to the Newsier Block.
We are going to wrap things up when we return with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today, Calvin discovered this one. It is the Cheetosard edition. Don't miss it. That's on the way. You're listening to Matt Nair on air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to News from the Center, WRCE.
I'm Dan Schaefer. Let's recombobulate. Wisconsin's next major election is already here. The race for state Supreme Court is ramping up with just a few weeks to go before the April 1st general election. Much like the race 2 years ago, this will determine the balance of power on the court.
If Susan Crawford wins, the court remains in liberal control. If Brad Schimmel wins, the court flips back to a right-wing majority. But there are a number of differing dynamics from the race in 2023. That race, won by Janet Protasiewicz, was the culmination of a years-long effort for liberals to win control of the court. Now they're playing defense to keep that majority. This also begins a run of 6 years in a row with a race for Wisconsin Supreme Court on the spring election ballot. Because of which justices will be up in coming years, if Crawford wins this year, the court will likely remain in liberal control until at least 2028. Find more bigger picture analysis of the race in my latest column at the Recombobulation Area.
Every story matters, and the Civic Media Radio Network is celebrating Black History Month by honoring the powerful stories of Wisconsin's own trailblazers.
Looking at the road that was laid before me.
From civil rights to business.
Food and like food trucks is just like a cool atmosphere.
Science to music.
Speaking of which, this is where I spit. Express sentiment, a lot of cats on here.
I'm Terry Barr, inviting you to join us right here for inspiring stories all month long.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Marquette University professor and pollster extraordinaire Charles Franklin.
Deporting immigrants who are in the U.S. illegally. 60% support that. But when we ask the same question and just add at the end, including those with jobs and no criminal record, then support drops to just 43%.
Wisconsinites have a sense of fairness.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. News from the Center, WRCE.
Welcome back to Matinair on Air. Jane Matinair, Greg Bach, our resident young person, Calvin on the board. Coming to you from our studio at Radio Park in Racine. The number to join us, 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. Coming up on the show tomorrow, Dr. Kristen Lierley will be here. Ooh. There are a lot of things going on to talk about with Dr. Lierley, including some new numbers, maternal death numbers in states that have completely banned abortion. With no exceptions for rape or incest or the life of the mother. And I don't think it's a big surprise. More women are dying because of this. So we're going to talk to Dr. Lierley about that. By the way, one of our Supreme Court candidates is all about Wisconsin's 1849 abortion ban, which also does not include exceptions for rape, incest, or the life of the mother. We'll be talking to Dr. Kristen Lierley about that tomorrow after the 11 o'clock news. And if you can, set a date to join us Wednesday at 10:33. Will Westmoreland is going to be joining us. Mm-hmm. I stumbled across him on TikTok.
Yeah.
And he is a farmer in southwestern Missouri. Been doing this for a long time. He has some really, really interesting insights about the struggles going on in rural Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And he, so we're going to, that's going to be a really interesting discussion. I hope you can join us. That's going to be Wednesday. Coming up at 10:33, Will Westmoreland will be joining us. Should be really, really interesting. Right now, though, Calvin, it is time for...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
As always, if you have a thing you think should not be, send it in to Greg and me at janesays@civicmedia.us. We prefer to stay away from politics for this segment. Otherwise, that would be the political edition of Tisbat every single day.
Absolutely.
So, yes, we do look for other things that should not be. Today, this one was found by our very own resident young person, Calvin. This is from polygon.com. Calvin, is this a publication you read with regularity?
To be honest with you, I saw the story on Facebook from some AI crap thing, and then I looked it up, and Polygon is a source I trust for video game news.
Cool.
So that's why I chose this one as our citation.
Not that we, trust me. Well, for this segment, we'll take stories from anybody.
Our citation. That's the fanciest this segment's ever been referred to. Where's your footnotes, Jane?
Calvin's got the piece, got it. This is from polygon.com. Nicole Carpenter with the byline. The headline reads, "How much would you spend on Cheetos, Zard? The Pokemon-shaped Cheeto. A Pokemon-shaped Flamin' Hot Cheeto is on auction as part of pop-up culture things. If you are interested, you have just over 9 days to place your bid. The auction began February 10th at $250.
Sheesh.
The price has risen until it passed $1,000 last Thursday.
So do you just get the card, right?
Gavin, are you sure? Do you know how this works?
Or do you get the actual Cheeto
Cheetozard?
Yeah, so my understanding is that little card picture featured in the article is the box that it's in.
Oh, so it's actually boxed.
So it's like displayed for you. So yes,
it's not a, okay, so it's not, okay, so first
of
all.
It's not like an NFT.
No, not at all. It's like, I mean, so folks who don't understand what we're talking about, ask your grandkids. They're playing cards, like baseball cards. That's what Pokemon cards are. So you don't get a Pokemon card with the Cheetozard on there. You get the box that has the Cheetozard graphic that has a story.
The actual Cheetozard.
You get the actual Cheetozard. Oh, my gosh. This is...
That's what makes it worth so much money, Greg.
That... Thank you, Jay.
Up to $1,000 right now. So far, 11 people have bid on what could be the rarest and weirdest piece of Charizard memorabilia. The 3-inch Cheeto is said to have been discovered and preserved between 2018 and 2022 by Georgia-based collectible store First and Goal Collectibles. They say they acquired the Cheetozard 5 years ago and forgot about it.
What?
After abandoning it in a safe. Previously, it lived in a plastic box before it was moved into its roomier space with a custom Pokemon card framing. Originally, they were looking for a company to encapsulate it. One company declined. This could be yours.
This has gone too far, man.
This could be yours. Don't let it go away for just $1,000.
Hey, folks, you got to catch it.
Let's not forget, in 2021, a chicken nugget sold for $99,997 on eBay. It was an Among Us character-shaped McDonald's chicken nugget. Eventually sold for $99,000.
Hey, man, I grew up in the 80s where everything looked like Jesus' face, whether it was toast or a tomato. So this is nothing different to me.
Don't wait too long. It's up to $1,000.
Just the rarest. No, the weirdest. We're just going to stick with the weirdest.
This Cheetozard could be yours. And that wraps up today's episode of...
This Shouldn't Be a Thing.
Coming up next, we have news on the way, followed by Todd Alba, who is back from the Berkey.
Oh, yeah.
He was up there over the weekend. Maggie Dawn from 2 to 4. Dom Salvia, 4 to 6. Pete Schwabba with Nightlight, 6 to 8. Pat Kreitlow is off. Dan Schaefer will be sitting in tomorrow from 6 to 8.
Mm-hmm.
Earl Ingram Jr. right before us from 8 until 10 o'clock. Thank you, Greg and Calvin and all of our engineers. Without you, nothing works. And thank you most of all for calling and texting and for listening. It means the world. I hope you find some joy today and you get the chance to share it. Stay right here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is News from the Center, WRCE. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we'll look back at the weekend headlines with our friend and contributor, Matt Flynn, an attorney and two-time chair of the Democratic Party of Wisconsin. Don't miss it.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2. The Dom Salvia Show.
You know, Harvey, the seemingly purposeful no action. What's your sense on the leadership in the Dem Party right now, Harvey?
I'm ashamed of them. What did Trump have on all these people?
Yeah, right.
That we get this kind of silence. Will the Democratic leadership figure out that it's their task to start articulating a Democratic, small d, Democratic vision and project that these people can rally behind? Bam.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. We'll be right back.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. 3 years after Russia invaded Ukraine, the UN General Assembly adopted a resolution called Advancing a Comprehensive, Just, and Lasting Peace in Ukraine. It comes as Ukraine is facing new pressure from President Trump. ABC's Ian Pannell has more.
The president falsely blaming Ukraine for Russia's ongoing assault, and now demanding Zelensky sign a deal to pay the U.S. $500 billion. Zelensky pushing back, saying Ukraine received $100 billion in aid and noting that the money was given as a grant approved by Congress.
President Trump today hosting French President Emmanuel Macron at the White House. Earlier, both leaders took part in a G7 phone call on Ukraine. Pope Francis remains in critical condition at a Rome hospital fighting double pneumonia. And word today, Grammy-winning singer Roberta Flack has died. Best known for her 70s hit, including Killing Me Softly with his song, Flack announced in 2022 she was battling ALS. This is ABC News.